Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Jim Robb, Livestock Market Information Center with us again. We're back with Jim after this.
Do you want to unlock the potential on your farm? Come learn how applying a no-till systems approach can improve your crop yields and increase profits. Be sure to get registered for the 19th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, Kansas. Go to www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525 before January 10th for the early bird rate. Sponsored in part by Crustbuster, Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer, and Green Cover Seed.
Superior Livestock got a couple of great sales to start the new year. This Friday, January 9th, they'll have an internet auction live on SuperiorClickToBid.com from the office and studios in Fort Worth. The internet auction starts 9 a.m. Central Time. Call them for details at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information. Then the next week, we've got Bell Ringer 28 coming up. That'll be the 15th and 16th of January. Details of that also at SuperiorLivestock.com. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver says we will have pressure on beef cattle prices from competing meats, from pork and from poultry in the new year here in 2015. And he says that will have impact on exactly how much gain we may be able to see in the beef and the cattle markets of this new year.
Well, I think it certainly takes us to not the skyrocketing prices that we had in 2014. I don't think it really takes away from price levels because fundamentally, even though we'll have a pretty good beef production in 2015, we have it down 1% year to year in terms of beef output in 2015. We still have rather tight cattle supplies. Now, as we just mentioned, the demand side of the equation, so the supply side remains rather tight, but the demand side is key. These competing meats are part of the beef demand component. Maybe counterbalancing some of the increased competing meat supplies, though, from a demand perspective, Eric, is that the U.S. economy is growing and leading the world at this point in time. The government announced in late December that they raised third quarter GDP, gross domestic product, to a 5% year-over-year gain. That's the best we've had since 2000, well before the recession. So the U.S. economy is perking along. That'll help counterbalance a little bit. We put the whole story together on the fed cattle side. We see very modest year-to-year increases in fed cattle prices. We get to the fourth quarter of 2015. We could have some slight decreases year-to-year in fed cattle prices. So probably not the uptick, but we're still going to see year-to-year increases in fed cattle prices for the first three quarters of 2015.
And Jim Robb says, as far as feeder cattle prices are concerned, it's a little more of a touch-and-go situation as far as any sort of real advances for the year.
Corn prices then feed into the feeder cattle price matrix pretty quickly in 2015. We've seen the run-up in corn prices here in late 2014. We'll see if that moderates as farmers start to sell some of the stockpiled corn. But, you know, the uncertainty added for the feeder cattle side is what the corn market brings in 2014. We would say, though, overall, looking at feeder cattle and calf prices for 2015, the prices will be above a year ago for the first three quarters of the year. We get the fourth quarter of 2015. We had the high fly-in market of 2014. I think it'll be difficult to match those levels unless we have a very large corn crop and much lower corn prices than we do today. Still very good times overall in the cattle business. Difficult time to make money for cattle feeders. Still a very good year in 2015 for cow-calf operations.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center talking about what's ahead of us here in the calendar year 2015. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.